This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, April 10th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Food additives bill debated. New battle over state water project. Tariff arguments before trade court today. And food aid programs. A debate over food additive oversight and ingredient disclosure surfaced this week as lawmakers advanced AB 2034. The bill would require manufacturers to submit safety information to the California Department of Public Health for certain additives that have not gone through federal pre-market review. It would also require disclosure of ingredients currently grouped under labels like natural flavor, artificial flavor, artificial color, and spice. DPH would have to create a public searchable database. Assemblymember Don Addis of Morro Bay and the Center for Science in the Public Interest, the bill's sponsor, argue the measure targets the federal GRAS loophole. That loophole allows companies to determine some substances are, quote, generally recognized as safe without FDA sign-off. Supporters say AB 2034 would improve transparency and close gaps in federal oversight. Opponents say the bill would create a duplicative state review system, pointing to Proposition 65 and legislation last year on ultra-processed foods. They also warn of higher compliance costs, possible food price increases. A policy committee analysis noted that DPH has raised concerns about staffing, toxicology, expertise, and authority over out-of-state firms. Groups in the opposition coalition include the Agriculture Council of California, the Dairy Institute of California, and the California Grain and Feed Association. A new measure proposes to extend the Department of Water Resources water rights permit for the state water project to 2085. Ahead of the bill's first hearing next week, opponents are raising alarms, arguing the change would bypass the state water board's normal process for reviewing permit extensions. Restore the Delta and a coalition of tribes and environmental groups urging lawmakers to vote no. The coalition says the bill would undermine established water right procedures, give preferential treatment to state water contractors, and threaten the already fragile Delta ecosystem. In a statement for yesterday, Restore the Delta Policy Director Morgan Snyder called the measure, quote, an extremely dangerous precedent and said exemptions from the current process would favor powerful water users over ecosystems and community health. The coalition also argued AB 2215 could help clear the way for controversial projects like the Delta Tunnel without proper regulatory oversight. The Court of International Trade will hear arguments today on whether President Donald Trump's global tariff passes legal muster as opponents push for a swift decision. The challengers are pushing for a ruling that the tariff imposed in the wake of the February Supreme Court ruling is illegal. The case is a consolidation of cases brought by a group of Democratic state attorneys general and governors, as well as a pair of small businesses. The plaintiffs argue that the 10% tariff imposed under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974 was designed to address balance of payment issues and not trade deficits. They also argue that the U.S. cannot have a balance of payment crisis under modern floating exchange rates. Expect the major questions doctrine, which also features the Supreme Court case against Trump's emergency tariff, to also get plenty of scrutiny. The legal principle says that Congress must provide clear and explicit powers when the executive is taking steps of vast economic significance. A group of almost 50 economists that includes former Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and two previous winners of the Nobel Prize in Economics weighed in on the side of the plaintiffs this week. Take note, President Trump is still trying to use tariffs to influence countries' policy decisions. This week, he threatened new duties on countries selling military equipment to Iran. A senior White House economic official suggested on Fox Business yesterday that the president could use emergency powers again, despite the Supreme Court ruling they can't be used for tariffs. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins reiterated the importance of boosting domestic production for fertilizer, that in light of the Iran war, which has limited world supplies, raised crop nutrient prices. Addressing the fertilizer issue broadly, Rollins said, quote, "We are putting together a larger plan on what this could look like with some big announcements, and that will be coming soon." Rollins spoke to AgriPulse Newsmakers host Lydia Johnson about the White House Easter egg roll Monday, where she also talked about efforts to prevent New World screwworm from entering the U.S. and the importance of getting year-round E15. She said, quote, "We are taking an all-of-the-above approach to biofuels." Also on the show, Small Business Administrator Kelly Loeffler touting SBA's new, quote, "grocery guarantee loan," which is available to a range of producers in the agriculture and logistics industries, according to the agency. The aim of the loans, which comes with an SBA guarantee of up to 90%, is to expand food production and supply. Farmers, ranchers, producers, trucking companies, warehouses, logistics, and producers can obtain this loan from their local community lender, Loeffler says. Andy Seeger, Indiana egg farmer and American Egg Board chairman, also appears on the show this week. USDA has outlined new countries of focus for the McGovern-Dole Children Nutrition Program and Food for Progress for the 2026 fiscal year. McGovern-Dole will award up to $240 million in new cooperative agreements, prioritizing Bolivia, Cambodia, Ecuador, Guinea, Honduras, Liberia, and Timor-Leste, among others. Food for Progress will award up to $226 million in deals, with a focus on Bangladesh, Bolivia, Ecuador, Morocco, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Thailand. President Donald Trump made an appearance at the Make America Healthy Again roundtable at the White House yesterday, an administration spokesperson told AgriPulse. Kush Desai, in a brief statement, said that Trump stopped by the roundtable hosted by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., senior White House officials with MAHA activists and stakeholders. Desai said, "MAHA is a key base in the historic coalition that resoundingly re-elected President Trump, and the administration regularly meets with MAHA community to hear about their concerns and advice." Here's today's final word, God's perfect food. That Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins speaking about the quality of eggs on AgriPulse Newsmakers from the White House. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, April 10th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.